Modenda made the remarks after lawmaker Priscilla Misaera Mwimushonga of the Movement for Democratic Change Formation led by Professor Walsh Mengube brought a baby in the chamber to complain that parliament is not women-friendly.
Most of these women that you are beginning to see in this house are childbearing. And there is nothing here in this parliament that allows you to bring a baby.
She said parliament standing rules and orders have no provision allowing lawmakers time out to breastfeed. Ms. Aira Mumushonga said even the constitution accords equal opportunities to men and women to participate in political activities, yet parliamentary rules did not provide the same opportunities.
As long as we are hamstrung by inability to be able to do so, because we have to look after things as it is today, it's an important debate. I don't have any question about it.
Modenda said lawmaker Priscilla Misaera Mwimushonga's observation was correct and parliament would provide facilities for nursing legislators to bring babies so that they can participate in debates and go back to breastfeed on parliament premises. Misaera left the house with a baby after the speaker's ruling as babies are not allowed in the house. Harare worker Lois Mukombe applauded the decision taken by parliament.
I think it's very important because, you know, you see there are some women who are professionals who spend most of their times at work, and sometimes they would want to be with their children. Yeah, sometimes they cannot leave them with their maids, and there's a time in which a child has to be with her mother.
Zimbabwe's labor laws grant workers 3 months maternity leave and 1 hour for nursing during working hours after the 3 months, but some friendly companies and organizations provide extra hours for breastfeeding mothers. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.